The Algoma District School Board does not have an investigation update yet on an 8-year-old autistic girl who was left alone at home with her deceased father for upwards of 12 hours on a school day earlier this month. Sherry Surette Stuckenbrock is still feeling heartbroken for her nonverbal daughter, Tilly, who was the only one present when her dad Jeff unexpectedly passed away in his home on September 15. Separated from Jeff for some time now, the mother claims the cab driver who was there to pick up Tilly for school that morning was instructed by dispatch to not leave the vehicle or approach the home, even though the driver could see Tilly banging on the front door window. Surette Stuckenbrock insists the driver alerted H.M. Robbins that something was wrong shortly before 9 a.m. But according to the father's phone records, the school didn't make a call until 11:46 a.m., followed by an additional attempt at 12:33 p.m. The mother says she never received a call, despite both parents having joint custody with Tilly. The school likes to do a personal touch system, so the secretary will call if Tilly is absent, Surette Stuckenbrock said. At other schools Tilly attended, they had an automated system, and they would always call both of us. It wasn't until 5:15 p.m. that day when Surette Stuckenbrock phoned Tilly's dad to ask about their daughter's prescription, completely unaware of what went down that day. When her daughter answered the phone crying for Daddy, the mother immediately called for a welfare check. Police discovered Jeff's lifeless body when they arrived at his house. Tilly was found with blood on her clothes as it is believed she tried to help clean him up. A coroner's investigation remains active to determine exactly what happened. New details shared by Surette Stuckenbrock indicate there were 6 videos Tilly had recorded during that horrifying afternoon, which were found on the father's phone several days ago. That discovery added even more heartache for the family. In the video, she starts going, "Wake up, wake up, wake up. Help us." She went all over the house looking for help, the mother recounts. "It's awful. My poor baby." The family's story has sparked an outpouring of support for Tilly and her loved ones, but it has raised serious questions around the safe arrivals policies currently in place at the board and its cab service. Sue today is still waiting for answers on what the protocols are for the board's cab company when a driver senses there's an emergency at their pickup spot. "They're given such strict rules from the Board of Transportation, and I've even seen cab drivers fired," Surette Stuckenbrock says. Another question is whether H.M. Robbins and other schools who aren't on the automated phoning system will be switching over. The mother said a superintendent told her the school would be going fully automated, which should guarantee both parents are called if their child is absent. In an email to Sue today on Tuesday, ADSB says, "There is no further information we can share at this time." This past Sunday, Tilly, along with her supportive older sister Lola, their mother, grandmother, and other family and friends, gathered at Jeff's house for a small come-and-go on his birthday. He would have been 53. They honored the late father by lighting candles, going through old photos, and playing the drums, something Jeff had an immense passion for. "He was an amazing drummer," Surette Stuckenbrock says. "He even won awards as a kid and really enjoyed the music scene here." All the loved ones in attendance were wearing hashtag Tilly's Voice t-shirts, which they're selling for $20. The family has also organized a GoFundMe page to help cover the funeral and other end-of-life costs for Jeff. Alternatively, donations can be sent by e-transferringtillysvoice@gmail.com. "I need Tilly's voice to be screamed everywhere," Surette Stuckenbrock says. "We want justice for her. Everyone needs to know what happened to her. Jeff didn't deserve this either. This was his greatest fear."